Of all the burning questions revolving around Nierowulf's origins, his parentage is one of the most hotly contested and debated in certain quarters. But Wolfpack member Gene Quinn has taken this discussion even farther, or more into the realm of fantasy, with a consideration of Nierowulf's birthplace. Gene?
Truthfully, Edigale, I don't want to do it. Our man from Montenegro, the esteemed ambassador and the newest member of the Wolfpack, pretty much shot my theory full of holes. However, he has given me one slim hope that I may be on the right track. When the princess was masquerading as Carla Wolf, she said, "You can't possibly be Nero Wolf. Montenegrin men grow up and not out." So with that, I was in Trenton earlier this year, and I was very excited because I thought quite possibly this is the city of Wolf's birth. We all know that he's very, very proud of his Montenegrin roots, and today we learned why he should be. But he's also been very vague as to the place of his actual birth. Of course, none of us can swear with any certainty as to where we were born. We have no actual memory. We're relying on our parents, paperwork created by exhausted obstetricians and maternity nurses, and who quite possibly switched us at birth anyway. So who really knows, but I digress. Before Mr. Wolf was a sedentary detective, he was a soldier and possibly a secret agent. Archie believes he's lived at least three or four lives. And his vagueness may be a way of protecting himself and the members of his household and his clients. And while it is true that Archie does have a reputation of having an incredible memory, he says the only difference between himself and a tape recorder is that a tape recorder can't lie, this reputation is basically self-bestowed. Archie observes, he writes the reports at the conclusion of the case. Sometimes he writes these reports years later, and then he turns it over to his literary agent, Rex Stout, who does God only knows what. You know what editors are like. Not exactly an unbroken chain of events. Be that as it may, in determining Mr. Wolf's birthplace, I had only rumor, induendo, and outright lies to work with. Fortunately, I did not let this stop me. It only challenged me to go further and identify his birth parents. It is my belief that Nero Wolf is the result of a clandestine affair between Sherlock Holmes and Irene Adler. Sherlock Holmes, no doubt, is well known to you and needs no introduction. However, we do have visuals. This is the portrait of Holmes as he appears in Wolf's office on West 35th Street. His mother, Irene Adler, the woman. And anything can be proven on the internet because this is an actual picture. This is a picture of the woman. Holmes and Watson always referred to her as that, with the in all capital letters, and we should too. As you may remember from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Scandal in Bohemia, Irene is a beautiful prima donna who performs in the most celebrated opera houses in Europe. I had the extreme good luck of finding a recording of an Irene Adler performance. She's performing the role of Amneris from Aida, and she sings, "My hated rival has escaped me." She's in love with Ramadas, who is in love with Aida, and Ramadas is on trial for his life, and she pleads with the priest to show them mercy and then curses them when they condemn him to death. If you were able to hear this wonderful recording, and I hope that you can, maybe at the dinner, Ramadas is one of the few men that could have resisted that voice. The woman is mentioned several times in Holmes's cases, and always with the highest regard for her intelligence and her beauty. Despite the fact that she's the only person who ever outwitted him, Holmes's affection for her is so great that he and Dr. Watson protected her true identities in the stories. The woman's actual name is Clara Stevens from Trenton, New Jersey. This information came to light when Sherlockian James Montgomery revealed that his Aunt Clara was the woman. Clara's family had always kept the connection very quiet. They were embarrassed by a popular ditty of the day. We never mention Aunt Clara. Her picture is turned to the wall, though she lives on the French Riviera. Mother says she is dead to us all. Clara Stevens was a typical Jersey girl in many ways. Big hair, big talent. Taking to the stage, even as an opera singer, was still slightly scandalous in those days. And she took the name of Irene because Adler meant eagle. And she intended to, American Clara intended to soar into European society. She changed the pronunciation of Irene to Irene because, well, we could say she's theatrical, but she's a tad pretentious. Some couples meet cute. I suppose you could say this for Sherlock Holmes and Clara. She'll always be Clara to me. The King of Bohemia had hired Holmes to stop a blackmailer, and Clara, well, sometimes I like to call her Irene, was the blackmailer. It seems Clara isn't a good breaker-upper. Clara went from being the love of the king's life to an adventuress, and she had a photograph to prove it. The king was engaged to a Scandinavian princess, and the marriage will be off if her royal father knows the relationship with Clara. Clara and Holmes battle wits, and Clara wins. She escapes to London with the photograph and a new husband, Godfrey Norton. Clara's the type of woman who usually finds it convenient to have an attorney on retainer. She, in place of the photograph of herself and the king, Cara kindly left a studio portrait of herself for the king. Holmes requests the photograph in lieu of payment, and the understanding king agrees. The question is, when did their paths cross again? Clara was touring Europe, performing at La Scala in Milan and Warsaw. Holmes was being hounded by Professor Moriarty and took a nasty tumble down Rhinebeck Falls. Holmes felt it best to play dead for a while, and in disguise traveled through the lesser capitals of Europe. Clara's marriage failed. It didn't have a chance. It was just a means to an end, to escape a vengeful king and a devilishly clever detective. Her retirement from the stage would put her at loose ends, and with a penchant for royal friendships, it is likely she looked for companionship with what is now referred to as Eurotrash. And there, hiding in plain sight, was Holmes. She was the only one clever enough to identify him, because she was looking for him. She never believed the Rhinebeck Falls story. The regard they held for each other blossomed into love. Clara now found herself pregnant, and this was a scandal, and not just in Bohemia, and it had to be avoided at all costs. Holmes realized that his very existence was a danger to Clara and the child, and he had to get Clara to safety. Montenegro seemed like a safe haven. It had the beauty of the Mediterranean and a society who asked few questions. They remained there until Mycroft Holmes sent an urgent message to flee. Moriarty was closing in. Holmes, who out of force of habit solved some problems for important people in Montenegro, was able to get a disguised Clara on board to a vessel to New York. She would return to her mother's home in Trenton for her confinement. Holmes would return to his life on the run, never daring to contact Clara for fear that Moriarty would harm her and the baby. Later, he would feel shame that he used contact as a verb. Clara's child was born in Trenton in 1893. Nero Wolfe is not his birth name. He claimed he was named for the Black Mountain, and quite possibly the ambassador proved that to us today. Nero does translate to black, and it could be his Montenegrin name is where he got Wolfe, but we have to disregard that for this piece. Clara most likely returned home as Mrs. Godfrey Norton, and it would have been scandalous to give the child any other last name. As for the first name, Nero, she would have wanted him to be anonymous, and that would be a very, very distinctive name. It was very unusual. Naming him Sherlock was out of the question. One of the top baby names in 1893 was William, and with her twin obsessions of the stage and England, she most likely named her baby William after William Shakespeare. His birth name may have been William Stephen Norton. She probably called him Wills. As soon as baby Wills, oh, let's call him Nero, that's the name he's used longer than any other, was able to travel, which was probably too soon, hence his lifelong aversion to anything on wheels, Clara decided it was time for Holmes to find Holmes. Under the guise of reviving her career, she returned to Europe with baby in tow, playing the lesser-known opera houses of Europe in the hope that Holmes would find it safe to seek her there. Her health, never strong after the birth of her child, began to fail, and she returned to the only people that she knew she could trust and who would keep their own counsel, the people in Montenegro. The end came quickly for Clara. Few people knew her identity, and fewer still knew the identity of Nero's father. It was decided that Nero would remain where he was until someone came to claim him. It seems very likely that after the demise of Professor Moriarty, that Holmes felt secure enough to search for Clara and the baby. Even a non-genius detective like myself would first search Trenton in Montenegro. We will never know if Holmes returned to Montenegro and saw his son playing in the foothills with his friend Marco, with the intelligent dog and the very narrow head. He may have had more self-realization than we think and would have known that he wasn't able to raise a child. Holmes found his son safe and loved by his adopted family and decided to leave him there until he was an adult. I suspect that during the years that Wolfe joined the army and then mysteriously resurfaced in New York with enough money to buy a brownstone and 10,000 orchids in Manhattan, he might have been working with dear old dad for a while. It would have been better than any college education, and Wolfe is incredibly well-versed in countless subjects. Has Wolfe deliberately misled us on the subject of his birth? He once said he was a naturalized citizen. Another time he said he was born in America. He said he was an uncle, but he never produces a niece or a nephew. He has no children, and then Carla appears. He appears to have never married, and then hints his ex-wife tried to kill him. Does he know the story of his birth, or does he just not remember? It wouldn't be surprising for a man who can't remember his own house number. But that's for another talk on another day on West 35th Street.